You're listening to SBS News.
The roads are icy, but no one drives slowly here. A slow target is easier to hit. We're on our way to the front line of an almost 8-year-long war, which could be about to erupt once again. The car only goes so far. Then it's a few hundred metres on foot. Our chaperone from the Ukrainian army wanted to show us something on the way. It's an unexploded mortar shell from a previous round of clashes. Its tail sticks out of the frozen ground.
This one came from 3 kilometres nearby, two, three kilometres.
The battle between Ukrainian forces and the separatists on the other side of the contact line is trench warfare in the literal sense. It looks like the set of a World War I film. Positions for spying on the enemy are timber boxes. The Russian-backed separatists are about 1.5 kilometres away. Both sides can see each other clearly. They've been here for so many years, they know each other's movements and their patterns. Leonid is on watch today.
They walk back and forth between their positions, same as us. They do as we do.
There's supposed to be a ceasefire in effect, but violations on both sides are common. The separatists opened fire on this position earlier in the week.
I'm more worried when they keep quiet. Because if they quiet, they prepare. And then in few days, they can make such a kind of bigger provocation.
Admin was 14 when Russia annexed Crimea and this conflict began. He's now a company commander. He and other soldiers often discuss the current dispute between Moscow and Washington.
Everybody talk about it, but we just prepared and we don't care. We here to protect our country. There is no fear.
Not everyone agrees. Some, like Leonid, think fear is healthy to have.
I'm a little bit afraid, not sure about the rest of us. Only an idiot is not afraid. Personally, I'm frightened.
One of the soldiers is chopping wood as the snow becomes heavier. It's tough work. Some troops are stationed here for months. In the depths of winter, it's a particularly grueling deployment. It pays reasonably well, but for most, it's done out of a sense of duty.
I'm Ukrainian. Who else, if not us? What else should we do? To defend Ukraine. That's it.
The Ukrainian military is far better trained and equipped than it was in 2014. Admin says donations from allies have been vital.
Every new month, we get new equipment, new uniform, even from other countries. Our army now is a lot better than it was a few years ago.
Yet it is still vastly outmanned by Russia's armed forces. This relatively quiet front line may not remain that way for much longer. In eastern Ukraine, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.